Dave Sobel with the Business of Tech podcast for a bonus interview. In thinking about financing and how to fill the gaps, I asked Anthony Mackle, SVP and Chief Financial Officer for US and Latin America at Ingram Micro, for his thoughts. This is that interview. So distribution has the perception of moving boxes, but finance options are now at the forefront of the relevant offering. How does distribution add value in this way?
So I've been in the business over 30 years. And in the past, most MSPs, disties, worked on credit terms, your typical 30, 45, 60 day terms. Now, most of our partners are trying to move to the pivot or in the pivot. So they're trying to move from traditional terms business to annuity payments or MRR, and the need for capital has increased. Because again, think about it this way. If you got paid in 30, 45 days, 60 days, and now you're looking at a year, maybe even 36 month payments, for you to be able to capture your working capital or your capital that you've invested back out of a 36 month time period is going to take on average 23 months. So the entire model is evolving to a higher value services business. Now everything's coming across as everything is a service. And this has increased the need for capital to support the growth. Now, that's what we're financing today. Everything as a service. The typical bank won't finance the service aspects of a partner's business. So even on regular transactions, like break fakes or traditional VAR business model, when you come to the table offering financial services, you have two advantages. One is you have a service advantage, and the second is you have a competitive advantage on the transaction. You're offering something that your competition is not. MSPs need to bundle financing and capitalize on both. Another quick point that I'd make is distribution, in particular Ingram Micro, works across the deals. Working only with captives or financing, the financing arm of manufacturers, is limiting for partners because the manufacturer will usually only finance their suite. What we're seeing in the market today is our partners are bundling best in breed, multi-vendor solutions, and they need financing solution across all the best in breed vendors to close the deal.
How much risk should a solution provider take in the current environment when thinking about the billing, revenue, and discounting with their own customers?
Solution providers, just like we're doing, should be assessing their strengths, the solutions, and their services. Ask a simple question. What part of the market right now am I able to play in and that is growing? And how can we help meet the needs of our current customers and others that we may attract moving forward? What resources we can move to make IT work better for our customers in today's environment? Doing the same thing you did yesterday isn't going to work. We have to work in the right way now.
Should a solution provider discount their own labor significantly to help an at-risk customer?
I wouldn't discount labor right now. It's a move you'll not be able to maintain or sustain in the future. Instead, focus on what you can bring to help alleviate the pain point. Paying now, paying in full. Look to the distributor, in particular Ingram Micro, and to your manufacturers to help bring better financing solutions instead of discounting labor, including the obvious of extended terms, to you and to your customers. Look to your partnerships, peer-to-peer and through distribution to offset hiring more talent to get the job done. We have the credit capacity and the working capital to help our partners and their end customers solve for the cash crunch. One program that's top of mind today is Ingram Micro Managed Service Financing. It's available to channel partners in the US and Canada. As part of this program, we fund the partner upfront on the receivable stream for the contract, solving the cash crunch and allowing our partners to maintain a steady cash flow.
In closing, what advice would you give to a solution provider now as they think about their operational expenses?
Oh, this is an easy one because we're all going through this, I think, at the moment. And it's really take a hard look at your soft costs. Evaluate each segment of your business, top to bottom. Do a profitability analysis. Understand the drivers divert from the areas that aren't profitable and dive into those that are.
This bonus episode was brought to you by DNS Filter. With remote security top of mind, DNS Filter lets you block unknown and harmful sites from anywhere. Because it's DNS, users rave it's the easiest security product to set up. Having started as a service provider, their goal is to be the easiest deployment for MSPs. DNS Perf recently rated DNS Filter the fastest DNS in North America. Check them out at dnsfilter.com/MSPradio for a special extended trial offer. Thanks for listening to this bonus episode. We'll talk to you tomorrow.